Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 to Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In Suffering in the Heart of God, How Trauma Destroys and Christ Restores. Diane Langberg offers a profound and compassionate exploration of trauma through the lens of Christian psychology and theology, delving deeply into the nature of suffering and the transformative potential of Christ's love. Langberg provides readers with insight into the ways trauma impacts individuals and how healing can be found. Her extensive experience as a clinical psychologist and her understanding of Christian scripture come together to create a book that is not only informative, but also deeply empathetic and encouraging. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the nature of trauma and its impact. Trauma, as explored by Diana Langberg, is a deeply disturbing experience that shatters the individual's sense of security and well-being, leading to profound feelings of helplessness and vulnerability. This section delves into the psychological and spiritual effects of trauma, emphasizing its capacity to affect mind, body, and soul. Langberg discusses various forms of trauma, including abuse, violence, and loss, and how they disrupt one's life and faith. By acknowledging the depth of pain and disruption caused by trauma, this topic lays the foundation for understanding the necessity of a compassionate, Christ-centered approach to healing. Secondly, Christ's response to suffering. Diane Langberg uses the person of Jesus Christ to illustrate the perfect response to human suffering. This section explores the biblical accounts of Christ's compassion and healing ministry, highlighting his willingness to enter into people's pain. It posits that Christ's example provides a model for believers and caregivers in approaching those who suffer from trauma. Through analysis of Christ's interactions with the marginalized and broken, Langberg showcases how his empathetic engagement offers a path to restoration and healing, emphasizing that true healing often involves entering into another's suffering rather than providing superficial solutions. Thirdly, the role of the church in healing trauma. In this discussion, Langberg highlights the critical role of the Christian community in the process of healing trauma. She argues that churches are uniquely positioned to offer comfort, support, and a sense of belonging to those wrestling with the aftermath of traumatic experiences. By fostering environments of acceptance, understanding, and love, the church can mirror Christ's restorative work. This topic underlines the importance of creating safe spaces within religious communities where individuals can share their stories, encounter empathy, and embark on the journey of healing together. Fourthly, empowerment through Christ in overcoming trauma. Langberg discusses the transformative power of Christ's love in empowering individuals to overcome trauma. This section outlines the steps towards regaining a sense of agency and purpose in the aftermath of traumatic experiences. Highlighting the significance of identity in Christ, it delves into how understanding oneself as beloved and valued by God can ignite hope and facilitate healing. This empowerment, grounded in the knowledge of God's unwavering love and purpose for one's life, paves the way for a journey from victimhood to victory, marked by resilience and a newfound strength to face life's challenges. Lastly, practical guidance for caregivers. Recognizing the crucial role of caregivers in the healing process, Langberg offers practical advice and guidance for those supporting individuals affected by trauma. This section focuses on the attitudes and approaches essential for effective caregiving, such as patience, understanding, and the ability to listen deeply. Langberg stresses the importance of self-awareness among caregivers, understanding their own boundaries, and the necessity of self-care to avoid burnout. By equipping caregivers with these tools, Langberg aims to foster empathetic and sustainable support systems that truly aid in the restoration of those suffering from trauma. In conclusion, Diane Langberg's Suffering and the Heart of God, How Trauma Destroys and Christ Restores, is a pivotal read for anyone seeking to understand trauma from a Christian perspective. Whether you are a survivor, a caregiver, or a church leader, this book offers invaluable insights into the nature of suffering and the redemptive potential found in Christ's love. Through a blend of psychological wisdom and biblical truths, Langberg presents a compelling case for a compassionate, Christ-centered approach to healing trauma. By embracing the teachings and examples of Christ, readers are guided towards a pathway of restoration and hope, making this book not only an educational resource, but also a source of spiritual nourishment. If you would like to support Diane Langberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.